Welcome to the Roughfish Registry. We're here for episode number 5.
I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
We're getting a consistent number of views each week. Love it that you guys are giving some feedback and commenting and shooting us some emails. So that's awesome. So keep it up.
Yeah, and be sure to check out Instagram, Facebook, Roughfish Registry.
Oh yeah.
And also on iTunes and YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we don't have any direct sponsors outside of just stealing the electricity and internet of Battery Outfitters continually, and then InDesigns hooking us up with some sweet logos. And
yeah,
had a fun talk with Jeff a couple weeks ago, so appreciate those guys for sure.
Oh yeah, they're good guys. And so I actually ordered some stuff for bow fishing online.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I ordered it online. Like it. That, I ordered it. Yeah.
That was an interesting combo.
Yes.
Transition.
So I'm kind of getting a little healthier.
Trying to
lose some weight.
Oh yeah.
And you know, pounding these energy drinks every night we go bow fishing is probably not the healthiest thing.
No, probably not.
Yeah. So I ordered some Mountain Ops Ignite. Ooh. Or I tried to order the Ignite, and then I also ordered the Blaze. Is it the Blaze energy shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's energy shots, and then the other stuff's like a Gatorade on steroids.
If so Cameron Haynes uses it, you know it's legit.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I plan on looking like him in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Money back guarantee, I heard.
Drink Mountain Ops, look like Cameron Haynes.
That's a tagline right there.
So. But no, I just thought keep that on the boat and be able to
give you a little edge.
Yeah, mix it up with some water and roll on.
Roll on. Sweet. Well, what are we talking about this week?
So I met this couple in Gunnersville at the carp out last year, and Warren and Candace, and they have an organization called Fallen Heroes Bow Fishing. Mm-hmm. And they're a nonprofit deal. What is it? 501c3. Mm-hmm. And they basically take out veterans bow fishing. And I think it's a labor of love for them. They're both veterans themselves. And, it's
a really cool organization.
Yeah. It's just really cool that they're doing that and taking their time and their money and their boat and their bows and everything and taking these guys out.
Yeah. It's just a neat, you hear about organizations like this across all sorts of avenues and categories of, outdoor, at the outdoor world. So it's just cool to have one of our own, for bow fishing and, help promote the sport within that sector and giving back and doing cool stuff. So, let's bring him on. So we've got him on the line now and let's bring him in. So,
yep. All right. Warren and Candace, what's going on?
Not much. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. Just sitting here in Missouri enjoying the 40-degree weather.
What? Yeah, we've got some nice weather if the wind would settle down just a little bit.
Yep. So you guys are, I think you said you guys were on the road right now, but you guys are based out of you said Huntsville, Alabama, just south of Huntsville?
We're out of Coleman, Alabama. It's just south of Huntsville, about 30 miles south of Huntsville.
Gotcha. So let's just jump right in. What's your story? Let's just start. Where did you guys meet at? You guys are married, and how did that come about?
He kidnapped me.
He kidnapped you.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. Actually, I was living in Alabama. I had moved down there for work, and had a couple of relationships didn't work out. And I was talking to some biker friends of mine that I used to ride with all the time back in Arkansas. And they had just won this custom chopper. And they were talking about putting it in bike shows. And she said that her niece was going to be modeling.
Yeah.
Said her niece was beautiful and smart and funny. And I said, is she single? And she said, no, I'm about to be engaged by a guy that's 6'9", 350 pounds.
Oh, boy.
Well, luckily for me, the man mountain screwed up. I swooped in like a buzzard. I drugged her up, convinced her she was in love, and drug her down to Alabama.
That's awesome.
That's a pretty good story.
Were you guys bow fishing at that point?
No, actually, I was a big into bow hunting.
Okay.
And between my brother and I, we got Candace into trying bow hunting, and she fell in love with it. So she got her bow. She's enjoying it. I bring her down to Alabama and immediately leave for Afghanistan for 6 months.
Ooh.
And she bought a boat. No.
Yeah. By herself, no friends, no family. She goes to the boat shop. It's Backwater Outdoors. She meets Brian Hughes, gets to talking about boat fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up on the airboat with him and Chuck Belmore shooting fish. And falls in love with it.
And this is all while you're deployed, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm over in Afghanistan. She's learning how to shoot fish, telling me how great it is, and I'm listening to incoming rockets. So,
oh, gosh.
A little unfair, I think.
Just a little bit, but...
So I come home, she teaches me how to do it, and I get hooked on it as well, and it just kind of took off from there. We built a small boat, fell out of it, built a bigger boat. She fell out of that one, built a bigger boat, and we were doing the tournaments, and she decided she wanted to do something to give back. And we figured, okay, well, if we get tournament winnings, we'll give them to a nonprofit for veterans
mm-hmm.
that does what we do.
So real and quick, both of you are veterans, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Yes, okay. So you're both veterans, bow fishing, and decide to maybe take some tournament winnings and donate to some organizations to help the veterans.
Right.
Gotcha.
And we couldn't find anything to do with bow fishing. So
mm-hmm.
Candace came up with the idea and said, well, let's do it ourselves. And I said, okay. So we sat down, did the research, did the paperwork, filed everything. I got approved as a 501c shortly after she came back from Afghanistan. And so that's how Fallen Heroes was born.
Gotcha. So you guys are specializing in taking out veterans free of charge, basically just for a night of bow fishing. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. But we have also branched into... you know, like our police officers, our fire services, EMTs, and even Gold Star families, because so much of those guys are taken for granted. I mean, yes, we see them almost every day that we're out in public,
mm-hmm.
but who takes the time to say, you know what, you do an awful lot for us. How about we give you back, you know, give a therapeutic boat fishing trip to say thank you. I don't know. There's just something really therapeutic about being able to go out there and shoot fish.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I'm sure those guys are just like all of us. The first time they go, they're probably hooked, aren't they?
Yeah, we've created a few addicts. We've increased bow sales in the area, and one of the guys we took out last summer is currently building his first boat. So
that's awesome.
That's fantastic. So just kind of a grassroots situation where you're just like, you know, hey, let's make, you know, life a little better for somebody, and just use the hobby and the passion that you have and your circumstances and say, hey, let's be cool. Let's do something different. So that's fantastic. Yeah.
So
there's, I forgot to tell you about this one police officer that we took out, who's actually a really good friend of ours now. He was shot on duty in his back and has since been, what, 50% disabled?
More than that, he's not confined to a wheelchair all the time, but he doesn't have a lot of mobility.
Gotcha.
So he's never had the opportunity to go out there and do boat fishing because he's never been capable of it. You know, you can't get down to the water in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And not boat to be able to get onto was, you know, was something that's just hard to find. And we approached him and took him out. And just being able to see him before he got on the boat, to the smiles and just how much he was into it and how happy afterwards. I mean, it's just all worth it.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome. Did he get to stick some fish?
Yeah.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, Sheridan, Arkansas, there's like no signal. but yeah, he actually shot the smallest buffalo we saw that night.
The smallest buffalo?
That's awesome.
That is. Did he use a like a standard bow, or was he shooting a crossbow?
No, it was a standard compound.
Gotcha. Well, cool.
We don't have a crossbow set up yet. That's one of the things we're working on.
Okay. Gotcha.
Cool.
Say somebody is wanting to get in touch with you, I guess that'd be the first thing, to maybe set up a trip or know somebody that would like to go on a trip. How does someone need to get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can either go to our webpage, www.fallenheroesboatfishing.com.
Okay.
Or if they have Facebook or Instagram, we're under Fallen Heroes Boat Fishing on there. All they have to do is reach out to us, and Candace will be the one to talk to them. She's the boss. She coordinates everything and schedules everything, and we'll get it lined up. All they need to do is have a fishing license. We'll provide equipment, boat, food, drinks, and we'll meet up somewhere and take them out and just have a good time.
Are you guys the only boat that participates in this, or do you have other boats that, you know, volunteer their time and equipment for this as well?
Yeah, actually, just this year, we started having people saying, hey, you know, if y'all ever need any help, please let us know. So, we started building a network of volunteers. Thomas Bradford, he's volunteered his boat. Brandon Hartness, I mean, just awesome guys saying, hey, we love what you're doing. We'll help you out. And we have our first networking outing on April 15th, where these guys are going to come, I think, from Tennessee and Georgia to be able to help us take out the Huntsville Vietnam Pilots Association.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So, but yeah, we're going to have, I think right now, about 20 to 25 guys that range from 55 on up to 70 out there shooting fish on these boats. So it's going to be a blast.
That will be interesting for sure. I'm sure those guys will have some stories to tell.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. So not only do you want to get involved and help somebody that you know that's a veteran or a police officer or some
public service
guy, you know, they can get in contact, but also if you're just a guy that feels passionate about helping out and doing good stuff, then they can just reach out to you guys and say, hey, you know, we'd like to volunteer. I'm sure there's a process that you go through and make sure that, you know, they've got everything they need and so on and so forth, and, you know, be a good ambassador for the Fallen Heroes.
Absolutely. There's no way we can reach out to as many people as we want to on our own. So a lot of the folks that have stepped up this year volunteering have, you know, they're really making it possible to grow and get more people. So, yeah, anybody that wanted to reach out and get in touch with us and help be part of that network and give back, we're definitely welcoming of that.
Gotcha. So take us through the process of once somebody's got in touch with you, you've got a trip set up, and I've seen your boat. Other people may not have. It's a full deck over rig, so you can take out, I'm assuming, someone in a wheelchair or something, someone with that type of situation. But take us through the process of when these guys meet up with you, what you guys do, and kind of take us through a night of bow fishing with them.
Okay. Well, depending on where they are located, sometimes we offer to go pick them up. Sometimes they'll come to our house and we'll ride to the ramp, or they'll just meet us at the ramp. It's all their preference and what makes the trip easier for them. And once we get out to the ramp, first thing we do is grab the bow that they're going to be most comfortable with, adjust draw length, you know, the way everybody else is, that they need. And then while Warren is getting the boat ready to launch, I should take them to the side, teach them the basics of, you know, how to put the loop on the arrow, docking it, where their dock point, anchor point is going to be, and we'll just get out there and shoot what I call, you know, fish, which are just basically plastic bottles that we pick up.
Yeah.
And so it's a way to get them familiar with how it's going to feel, and then, you know, we'll launch the boat into the water and then start teaching them how to look for the fish. And
so
sometimes we'll use a length pointer.
So you guys have multiple bows on the boat, adjustable basically for anybody and any draw weight, draw length that they're going to need to be accommodated with, and then go on. Sorry, is that right? You guys have got all that type of equipment ready to roll? Okay.
Yeah, so, we even have two left-handed bows, so left-handed, right-handed, they're all taken care of.
Gotcha. So you get out on the water, you're using a laser pointer to try to point some fish out for them, and what's the reaction the first time they let the arrow fly and the first fish that they connect with?
Most of the time it's, holy crap, did you see that?
It is absolute pandemonium. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I can imagine. I know the first night I was on a boat, what it was like, and I can't imagine some of these guys. And, you know, not that they're even some of the guys that are just going out for the first time, and then others that have some sort of disability, that getting that freedom and that enjoyment of being out on the water has got to be an unbelievable feeling for you guys and them.
It is absolutely great, man. I'm not going to lie. It kind of feels selfish because we have so much fun watching them experience it and run around the boat and just laugh and cut up. It's, you know, that's something we get to do week in and week out through the season, is watch people grow and experience and fall in love with the sport.
Mm. What's the, so of all the guys you've taken out, what's one story, take us through a story that just really kind of, whether it brings a tear to your eye or makes you laugh, or just one of those stories that you're always going to remember. What would one of those be?
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Sam, or two.
Yeah.
The funniest one for me is our very first trip, and we take out a veteran who has a service dog. So we shoot a fish and we get it on the boat, and the service dog comes back and he's looking at the fish, and he's staring intently at the fish right about the time I take out the boat flopper stopper and hit this buffalo in the head a couple of good times. And this dog jumps back about 2 feet and stares at me with wide eyes and turns and looks at its owner, looks back at me and looks at its owner, and is just amazed at this flopping fish that just got bashed. And I've never seen a dog so confused, and the expression on its face, I was laughing so hard I almost fell off the boat.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
but the expression on that dog's face has to be one of the funniest things I've seen fishing.
I think I saw a picture of that dog on your guys' Facebook page. Was it, I guess it was a couple months ago, was it? Maybe it was longer than that. I don't.
Yeah, that was actually Mike Best and his dog, Sam. He was the first veteran that we took out on the boat once we got it in. He's, I guess, the one who made the nonprofit, like, physically start, if that makes sense, as being the first one on the boat. So
gotcha.
They're definitely special to us, and Mike Best is now a part of our organization and helping possibly change some of the laws here in Alabama to allow a new type of equipment for disabled veterans to be able to shoot. So
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you guys being a nonprofit and doing work for the military, that's not an easy process, is it?
I'm sorry, say again.
So with the work you guys do and being a nonprofit and being affiliated with the military, I think it was Jeremiah that was telling me that there's a lot of hoops you all had to jump through to make that happen. Could you go into that a little bit?
Well, just getting the nonprofit certification in general is a interesting experience. Because in the past there's been so many fraudulent nonprofits, they really make you go through a lot to get that designation. And then once you get it from the IRS, well, then you have to turn around and get recognized by the state. Otherwise, it's illegal for you to so much as ask for a donation.
Gotcha.
So once you jump through the federal hoops, then you jump through the state hoops. And I don't know. Being associated with the military and the veteran community, we're constantly having to justify to people because there's been so many fraudulent veteran nonprofits that have been found to be doing the wrong thing with funds.
Mm-hmm.
That everything you do is questionable. So we really have to go above and beyond to make sure, okay, yeah, every penny that we receive is spent, you know, towards our cause. We put it in the state certified bylaws that nobody in the organization is allowed to get paid. I mean, just anything and everything we can to justify to people and to the government watchful eyes that we are doing everything exactly right.
So you guys are basically, I mean, it kind of doesn't sound bad, but you guys are doing this out of the goodness of your heart. You guys are still working jobs, you know, and you're doing this basically on the side, just providing the service.
Yeah. Yeah. We both have full-time jobs. This is something we do just because we love doing it. Everything in our organization is 100% volunteer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I know Jeremiah has been helping out quite a bit and he's kind of filled me in on some things you're doing, and you guys are definitely heading in the right direction for sure.
So if a person did want to donate some, maybe not time, but money.
Or product or anything, whatever.
Obviously, they can get in touch with you. But for instance, you were talking about making sure that as part of that process, making sure every penny goes to the cause. So, you know, what does that money allow you to do? What does that help you achieve? Does that help you get more trips? Does it help you get more equipment? You talked about maybe getting a crossbow. I mean, you know, obviously the end goal is just to get folks out there outside of their normal situation, go out, have a night of fun. And if they turn into bow fishermen, then that's fantastic, but just getting them outside of the normal realm. But so what else can we do to help, promote you guys so that, you guys can do more for your cause?
To be honest, word of mouth travels a whole lot further, has more validation than, you know, like the ads we could put up on Facebook. I mean, sharing our page is great, but word of mouth is definitely going to take us even further.
Okay. And then just so that, you know, to either help guys get trips or you know, just say, hey, this is a great cause to donate to, or I know you said something about a tournament that you guys have coming up. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, actually on June 10th.
Old man.
Yeah, I know. I'm the old guy. On June 10th this year, we're having a benefit shoot there in Gunnersville, Alabama. It is to benefit a Gold Star family out of Texas. And for anybody who's not familiar with the term a Gold Star family, that's a family who has lost someone in combat.
Okay.
And this family, it's a woman and two teenage kids. She lost her husband in 2005 in Afghanistan. And she reached out to us wanting us to take her two kids on a bow fishing trip. And I also happen to work with two veterans that are retired from the Army who flew with her husband in the Army. And this trip, we're going to take them out, and these guys are going to come along and be able to tell these two teenagers all these things about their dad, you know, experiences, funny stories from whenever they were together in the Army. And that's what this tournament is about, is to raise the money to bring them from Texas, give them a first-rate experience, set them up, feed them, take them out fishing, just give them a really good time and a really good experience. Just kind of as a way to say, hey, we haven't forgotten about you. We still love you. You're still part of our family, and we're going to be here for you however we can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you said that's June 10th, and that's on Gunnersville. Is that correct?
It is.
Is it out of a certain area? What boat ramp or?
Well, we're having we haven't decided if we're going to have a full cookout. We do have some awesome restaurants that are talking about donating free food for everybody. Okay. But it's going to be at the Lurkey B. Wallace Pavilion.
Is that where we had? Okay.
And that's right now. We're having our team meeting set for 6. Registration is going to open about 4 p.m. that day. And
so that
12-hour tournament.
That pavilion is right as you cross the bridge coming into Gunnersville. You hang a right, and it's down there on the left. Is that the pavilion?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, gotcha. No, that's awesome. That I hope everything does really good for that tournament, because, you know, that having to, you know, being a kid and losing a parent, I can't even imagine what that'd be like, and being able to bring some guys in that knew that parent and that has stories and that can talk about memories. I mean, that's got to be awesome for those kids just to keep that memory of their dad alive. I mean, that's sad. Yeah. I mean, it is, but it's true. So
we're real seeing it turns out good. We've got a lot of people who have stepped up to support the cause, and we're, you know, so far it's looking like it's going to be a really good time.
Gotcha.
And I assume you guys will have some more information on your social media posts here in the coming weeks regarding that tournament. Is there anything else that do you have anything out now that we could share as well, or we'll just wait and see when that comes out?
We don't really have any new information other than the fact that Candace talked a bunch of it, all the male directors. If we raise a certain amount of money, we're going to be working the weigh-in in dresses. So y'all can look forward to seeing Maya Norton in a dress if this is as successful as we hope for it to be.
I did see that.
So
that's great.
I will probably send a donation just for that.
But we have a lot of great sponsors that are starting to come in. And before the tournament launch, we're going to have some great door prizes.
We've got so far we've got Copperheads Outdoors. They're gonna set up a booth, so that way if anybody needs any of their, you know, items before the blast off, because, you know, everybody needs something before a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be set up. We've got some donations from like Havilah Knob. Not sure if you've heard of them.
Yep.
The opener. And so we just got some really, really, really cool sponsors coming out.
Gargod, G-String.
Yeah, Gargod. That's a big one. Gargod Reel and the Cookie Stick.
Yeah, from Boondock.
Hmm. Gotcha. So,
yeah, we're excited.
No, it's I helped run a tournament last year, and it's an undertaking in itself just to run a tournament, you know, and then to add in all the other stuff you guys are doing to help that families. I'm sure it's a huge undertaking.
It has definitely been a little bit of a challenge. I'm still in the reserves, and so having to juggle the full-time job, reserves, kids, animals. By the way, if anybody wants a puppy, I've got 9 that need to go.
What about the chicken? What about the chicken that was on your back on that last Facebook post you had?
No, you can't have the chickens. I like the chickens.
You got to keep the chickens. Okay.
Did you say you have 9 puppies you're trying to...
Yeah, 9 puppies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be chewing on everything.
I'm praying for you.
If you take two puppies, I'll throw in the back riding chicken. Yeah, that
works. What kind of puppies are they?
Well, I can tell you, my dog is a blue heeler, full blooded. Don't know. Father is.
They're half blue heeler. That's about all we know.
They're shotgun puppies.
Yeah, they're half blue heeler and half traveling salesman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I meant. I didn't. Yeah.
So let's. So I know you guys. You know you're doing the Fallen Heroes thing, but you guys also get out some on your own and just both of you go stick some fish. Take us on your favorite bow fishing story, just a trip or whatever from start to finish. I want to hear your favorite time you've had bow fishing.
Oh,
I don't know what your favorite is.
Well, you can do two of them. You can each do one.
Okay, let's hear your favorite.
Well, my favorite is probably, it doesn't even have to do with bringing in a fish. At the time whenever I first got knocked out of the boat. Well, we were in the back part of Wheeler, and how big was that boat? 12 foot?
I have a 12-footer.
Yeah, so that's the first thing wrong. You know, you've got a 12-foot boat, generator, light, two people, and we go out, and this barge just comes. Well, it's party barge. Yeah, let me retract that. Party barge comes by.
Okay.
And he's just, I'm going down the river having a good time, and the wakes come in and hit us, and Warren goes one direction. Well, with Warren, he's not a little guy, so, you know, the boat starts tossing pretty good, and I go over, and the first thing I think is, holy crap, you know, I'm in the water, I'm about to die. And, you know, I've got my bow in my hand, and I just freak out. I drop my bow, hurry up and get back in the boat before Warren can even realize what just happened. And he turns around, and he's like, well, why are you wet? You know what? Why I'm wet? And so I told him, well, I fell out of the boat, but my bow's at the bottom of the lake. Oh. And I'm just freaking out. Because that was my bow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was my... And he says, okay. And so he gets undressed and jumps off the boat and stands up, and the water's only waist deep. So, I...
She never touched bottom, man.
No, I thought I was about to die.
Oh, that's good. That's...
Well, I guess you found your bow, though, right?
Yeah, he got it for me, thankfully.
Oh, good deal. Oh, gosh.
All right, Warren, let's hear yours.
Actually, this one was just this last October. We actually had some guests out on the boat, and we're trolling along, and we jump a big flathead. And it runs from one side, it dives, and it pops up on the right side of the boat. And Candace spins and drills it and just... quick shot from the hip. It's a good shot. I try to spin the boat around. You know, our big boat, it's a troller boat, so it doesn't turn real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to fight this fish. And the guest that was with us is standing to the side, and it's just frozen in place because this flathead has come up beside the boat, open mouth, looks like Candace has shot the Kraken, and it's dead. So I'm trying to get over there to do a backup arrow, and I'm knocking people out of the way, and that's whenever I hear the words, it's off.
Mm.
So I jump back on the motor, open the trolling motor up so I can spin the boat around. We look for the mud cloud, and we see it buried up in in some of the grass and mud. So we get up there, we put a couple of arrows into it, we get it into the boat, and this thing is... you know, it's a big fish. So while she's fighting arrows out, I'm already walking to the back of the boat to get the scales because I know this thing's a record. So we walk up, she clubs it in the head. I hook the scales to it, pick it up, look at the weight, put it down. And she says, well, how much does it weigh? I said, 40, you know, it weighs almost 47 pounds.
And she says, wow, that's a great fish. I said, yeah, wow, you just broke the state record by 10 pounds.
That's awesome.
And she said, what? I said, yeah, you just set the new Alabama state record on this fish. No, I didn't. So I had to bring up the BAA records to prove to her that she had just set a new state record. And the whole time she's petting this catfish. Like it's a puppy. Because it's a big fish, so she's just petting it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So
now keep in mind, she clubbed the fish to death with a baseball bat, but now she's petting it.
Oh my gosh. So how does it feel having your wife be a state record holder and not you?
Oh man, I don't worry about it. I drive the boat. All right. I am 100% in charge of a 22-foot long hole in the water. She's the steely-eyed killer. Her job is to shoot the fish.
Yeah.
Hey, she's a better shot than me, man. Huh?
Oh, he actually said that. Okay.
Cool. Maybe it's all those lessons from Belmore and Hughes.
Yeah, maybe that time on the boat with Chuck Belmore and Brian Hughes has actually paid off, you know.
You know, she's the better shot. Plus, she can't drive the boat worth a flip. So I drive the boat.
I can't
do. Hey, we all got our roles. That's okay.
Yeah.
Chase and I are drivers on separate boats, and you know, I'd rather drive the boat.
Yeah, I want to be in control of my basically my money.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I figure if I'm driving the boat, then I have an excuse for why I missed the fish.
That's right.
Because I was busy.
That's my thought process.
Don't tell everybody our secrets,
though.
Yeah,
I have a built-in excuse.
Yeah, that's the secret of the boat drivers is we are not the best shots on the boat, so we just decide to drive.
When I started, or whenever we were going for our first tournament, somebody was talking to me. Asking about it and yada yada, and they said, "Well, who's the best on the boat?" And I said, "I don't care. I just know I want to be the worst. Like I want to be the worst one. You know, I'm going to drive, and everybody else better be better than I am." So that's a good rule for me to have. I think, you know, just everybody else better be able to shoot good.
So did you? I don't know if you heard my question earlier. Are you guys going to be able to make it up for the U.S. Open, or are you going to shoot the muzzy?
We're probably not going to be able to. It's going to be hard for us to squeeze tournaments in this year. We've gotten so many people contacting us about trips. We are going to go up to Wisconsin this August. We're committed on that one. But
we got the Brad Coleman shoot.
Yeah, we've got a Brad Coleman cancer shoot in Tennessee. And we may get to shoot two or three local tournaments, but outside of that, we're probably going to be, you know, busy with guests on the boat every chance we get.
No, that's awesome. I mean, you know, it's I guess it's not a bad thing you're missing tournaments, but at least you're on the water and you know, having fun out there. That's really all that matters in the end.
You know, a lot of weekends we'll do two trips. We'll do a Friday trip and then another group on Saturday. But every now and then we get a weekend where at least one night isn't scheduled. And we'll get out there and just have a date night and get slimy buddy and just absolutely try to sink the boat fish.
As long as she shoots the biggest fish.
I have to let her shoot the biggest fish.
Happy wife, happy life, man.
That's right.
You got him. You know. Exactly. So how many trips do you guys have a total count so far of how many trips you guys have taken, or how many you got planned for 2017? I'm just interested. I didn't imagine it was two nights a weekend. That just seems like that's going to be a lot. So you guys are out there a bunch.
I think we did 17 last year, and it looks like we're going to probably go over 20 guest trips this year.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, guys, I know you're driving through Arkansas down there and probably on some nice straight roads. And we're probably going to wrap this thing up, but so just one more time, people want to get a hold of you, a couple ways, social media, Instagram and Facebook, and that's Fallen Heroes Bow Fishing. And if someone wants to donate bow money, arrows, anything like that, they just need to go through social media. Is that right?
Yeah, they can. I mean, they can go through our website too. Website kind of gives a rundown of, you know, what we need, even for volunteers. Mm. And we pretty much like to go through PayPal and everything, so that way there's an automatic receipt, you know, paper history, etc.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, cool. And that website is fallenheroesbowfishing.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure we'll run into each other again sometime. Without the carp out, I doubt we'll be down that way this year, but I'm sure we'll...
sure there'll be one that pops up in the next year or so.
Yeah, we always love making the trip to the Big G, so...
Well, whenever y'all are coming through there, just let us know. We'll meet up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You guys will have to show us the way to... to kill them big fish, or at least you, Candace. I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. If...
We'll let Warren drive. We'll let Warren drive. Don't worry.
That's right.
Hey, I know what I'm good at, man.
That works for me.
That's perfect. Right. Well, all right, guys. We'll talk to you later, and have a good trip in Arkansas.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So that was a lot of information. A lot of. Cool stuff is going on in the bow fishing world.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys, Warren and Candace, are just great people. You know, it's really awesome to see two people in our sport taking time out of their own schedule, taking time out of their own, you know, hobby to do what they think's the right thing to do, and
yeah.
give back to people that have served, and as I mean, they've served themselves.
So. Yeah, I mean, they've just got a heart for it, and like you said, it's you almost want to be selfish and just go yourself, but they're out there week in and week out,
mm-hmm.
taking other people to let them enjoy this awesome sport. So
yeah, that's really cool. Glad they came on. And guys, check them out. They got an active Facebook page. So any support that you can do, whether it's time or money or equipment, that would be fantastic. So it's all going to go to a good cause. And couldn't plug them anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely send them a donation just to try to get Jeremiah Norton an address.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, he's not a little guy, so that'll be pretty awesome.
Any dude in a dress is just a good time.
I don't know if I want to know why you know that.
Well, I'm just, you know, generally speaking.
I mean, I've never worn a dress, so I wouldn't know if it's a good time or not.
I haven't either.
Sure.
I promise.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that note.
Yep. Well, I guess see you next week. We got a pretty good episode next week coming up on batteries.
We're going to talk about batteries. It's going to be a little nerdy, but hey, you know, we get a lot of questions.
Yeah. I would assume it's going to be a little nerdy, a little technical, and about an hour and 15, 20 minutes long.
Give or take.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of information to go over.
Yeah, so hey, listen, it'll be good. You'll enjoy it. It's a lot of questions you guys ask. How many hours can my boat run on this amount of power? Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. We'll catch you guys later.
All right. See y'all.
See ya.